It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, welcome to Tyrus and Tim. I'm, of course, Tyrus, my co-captain, the Tim. Breaking news today. We're not going to go on our normal cheerful, exuberant, funny stories right away. Unfortunately, we do have a Cheems update. I now turn it over to co-captain, the captain.
So, okay. So I want to just make sure that coming up out of this, both animals now are currently stable, fine, doing well. So I had a hell of a day Tuesday, a lot of vomit, none of it mine. So it started at like 5:30 in the morning. I woke up, Cheens woke me up because he was like vomiting so loudly and violently, cleaning it all up, whatever. He keeps throwing up throughout the morning. He has inflammatory bowel disease, and it's been mostly, he's like, you know, he has kidney disease, inflammatory bowel disease, and the heart disease, but they're all stable. But when the vomiting starts happening, you got to take him back in and like, fix that because it's not good for you to be puking all the time. So whatever, bring him in, go pick him up. It's all good. While I'm gone, what happened was this. Carl went into Cheen's litter box and ate a bunch of litter and a lot of it. So then he starts throwing up. And as soon as I get home from the vet, I have to go immediately back with Carl. And if you think puke is gross, you're right. If the puke, like the creature animal who puked, the vomiter, ate literal, it's a lot grosser. Carl had to be in the animal hospital for 24 hours because it's clumping litter and it clumps up in your organs. And it was like a very scary experience. So I spent all day Tuesday cleaning up vomit. It was a very expensive snack. He had to go in a puppy ambulance from the vet to the animal ER. So that was my Tuesday, but right now both are doing well. But Cheens, what happened was Cheens had seen, you know, Carl was making these crazy lawnmower noises because he was like had this gravel in his belly and it was like throwing up. And then I had to rush him to the vet and he didn't come back for like 24 hours. Cheens was strutting around. I finally killed him. Like, we're convinced he thought Carl was dead. And he was like, you guys, he ate my.
So. Right. And Cheems purposely made himself sick so he would have basically sick.
I think this was Cheens playing chess, you know?
Yeah.
I think Cheens was playing chess here. I'm going to get sick. So, you know, there'll be fewer people in the apartment. It'll be like more of a distraction. He was thinking, you know,
I've been trying to kill Carl, but he could, you know, he might just easily kill himself,
which is almost what happened. So he was strutting around because, you know, I left with Carl. Carl was clearly not doing well. He was so excited. He thought that he sees him leave and he sees him leave in bad shape. I come back without him. He doesn't go back. I think Cheens thought he was dead and he was happy.
You know, I think Cheens, judging from some of his blogs lately, which have been all over the place.
Yep.
I think Cheems just wanted to make his apartment great again.
Yes, he did.
And he wanted to go back to the days when it was just him. You know, you got these French invaders coming into his home with no paperwork that he can see. You know, he's just America first, you know, Cheems first.
Yep.
And it's just not fair. You have this French immigrant
taking away
some of his jobs, like getting back scratches, sleeping spots on the bed, being fed first, you know, taking away, like he wants to go out for a nice day on the couch. And he's got this French nationalist laying on the couch, not respecting the rules of the apartment as they've always been.
Yeah.
You know, and Cheems is like, if you don't like it, go back where you came from, pal. So basically, Cheems wanted things back the way they were. And
I just
unfortunately,
can't believe we're taking in French, French terrorists in a pandemic.
Yeah.
He's a terrorist, Cheems.
I think when it comes to Cheems, you know, the one thing about Cheems is consistent.
Yes.
And he is extremely super conservative, borderline, you know, Tea Party, extreme Tea Party. Like, he just does not believe in change. He wants things to stay as they are. He's like, if it ain't broke, why are we fixing it? And, you know, there's just not enough room in this apartment for immigrants, especially French immigrants. For whatever reason, they're coming all in, taking up all the damn jobs.
Yeah, Cheems and I got into a little fight about the non-aggression principle yesterday. I posted it on my locals. I got into a little fight, little disagreement about, because he really wants that wall. He really wants to restrict immigration. And I say, no, Cheems, non-aggression principle. And he says, no, there's terrorists out there. And he's really stuck in his ways.
And Cheems, you know, he handpicks history, you know, because, you know, just the other day when I was FaceTiming Cheems, he was like just going off about how, like, where were they in World War II, right? Surrendering first chance they got, you know, left everybody hanging. Classic. So I want this guy. Somebody breaks in the house. I got a French bulldog in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bulldog. Sure. French. So he's going to run and hide. Or he'll just show them where all the valuables are. So it leaves up to me, a cat. Is it my job? Is a cat the one who's supposed to protect the house? No. Am I supposed to run at the robbers? No. Now I'm supposed to be hiding under the bed, staying safe. So Kat has someone to comfort her when she comes home and sees that all her stuff's gone. But no, I can't, because now I'm going to get stolen because this French bulldog's panting next to me while I'm trying to hide. They just come in this apartment. They don't respect our rules. They don't respect our wishes. They don't respect our sovereignty, the way we do things. And then on top of that, we have to pay for them. We have to buy their food. We have to take care of their Medicaid. Like, it's just, it's not fair. It's not fair to us. You need to take care of us first. And then if we have anything left over, but certainly not in an apartment, You know, if we had a loft or something like that, or a backyard with one of those small houses, a little containment house, he needs to be contained. He needs to be put in a cage. He needs to be put behind bars during the day where we can all watch him and keep an eye on him. And he should only be allowed out of his, let's call it a kennel. He needs to be kenneled. Let's put him in a kennel and only allowed out when he can be properly supervised. So he'll stop treading on my dreams and my wishes. And that's, you know, Cheems is, I don't see how you fix this, cat. He's not negotiable. Like, he's like, do not tread on me in my apartment ever.
Yeah. Well, so that's an update, but
overall he's better.
Yeah. He's doing well. Cheems is like, after we went to the vet, they gave him some medicine. I have to give him like more medicine every day for his tummy if he's has tummy issues. But he was so happy. They made him feel so much better when he came back. He was even, I woke up the next morning and he was playing with my sweatshirt strings and, you know, while I was sleeping, like a little kitten. Part of that, I think, is because he thought he killed Carl, but he's definitely feeling better. So thank you everyone on Team Cheems for your concern. And speaking of cats,
cat owner makes himself look utterly insane at pet store. The cat owner, who shared his story on Reddit, claims he and his partner frequently visit a local pet store to buy food and toys for their own cats. During these trips, they also stop by the store's in-house adoption center to look at the little kitties. Another detail, my partner has a sister whose name we shortened to Cat. Cat has long volunteered for one of our local rescue agencies to foster cats, which are then brought to the various locations of the pet store chain in question. So we'll stop by the adoption center to look at the kitties, and sometimes they look familiar. That's right, sometimes we see cats in the adoption center. On one of these visits, the pet owner and his partner were waiting in line at checkout when he noticed a few familiar-looking cats in the adoption center. I look up at my partner and I ask very loudly, "Are these cats? I think these are cats." The man says his partner stared back with concern, with a concerned look on his face, as did many of the other shoppers waiting in the checkout line. "Seriously, I think these ones are cats." The man allegedly continued to yell, pointing at a pair of apparent cats. A moment later, he soon realizes how utterly insane he must look. Quote, "Without the necessary context, it looks like a 30-something-year-old man who wasn't entirely sure what cats looked like, and then I was excited to maybe be able to identify them."
I love it, you know, because, you know, of course, what's like one of the first thing you learn, like when you're like a toddler, a baby? What animal is that, right? And cats are like, what's the most popular animal? Dogs and cats.
Oh, yeah. I think when you're a baby, I think it's like a duck or a pig. I think old McDonald's song.
Right? Yeah. You do that. I don't have kids. I think
the pig is one of the, you know, the oink oink is pretty tough, but cats are meow. But I know cats are, cat and dog are the first spelling words you get. Cat, dog, and pig are the first, you know, duck is a little more advanced. And cow, you know, but that owl can be really confusing when you're four, you know, but C-A-T, you know, but generally by the time you're three, you should have a pretty good grasp of what a cat is. Unless, of course, you know, you live in Antarctica or something, you should probably know what a cat is because they're literally everywhere.
Yeah.
In every civilization, even if you eat them, you still have them around before you eat them, which, again, I'm not judging anyone. Just I speak for both myself and Kat that we do not support the eating of dogs and cats, no matter how nutritious.
Right.
In America, this is America, Jack. And we cherish animals that are otherwise thought as protein, you know, just like there's countries that are shocked that Kat and I have no problem with walking a bull, a cow, or a steer into a slaughter shop and wait for our ground round. You know, bye, bro. It's your job, bro. So I think his story is one of those things where the world is so mixed up right now that him going, "Hey, those are cats," probably gave some people some serious anxiety. Like, they were like, "Holy, this dude's lost it. He's so out of his mind on drugs, he doesn't know what a cat is. He's going to kill somebody or worse." Like,
so I think it's funny that you said it causes anxiety and Kat said it would cause joy.
Yeah. Well, Kat thinks it's funny because Kat has cats. So get it. And I'm sure she's not the first time someone goes, "Hey, Kat, how's your cat?" "Yeah, Kat has cats." And they're like, "What? No, my friend Kat has a cat."
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like still having been in the city for this entire pandemic, usually the kind of crazy stuff I see is like, you know, so, for example, just last week, saw someone shooting up heroin in the middle of the street into their toes in broad daylight. So like, you know, I just would love to, you know, witness like a crazy, wacky sort of incident that didn't involve injection. What?
A witty mishap where everyone walks away laughing like, "Oh, wow, I thought you never saw a cat before." "No, my friend's name's Cat." "Oh, awesome. Hey, now that we've cleared that up, I'd like my knife back. I really didn't mean to stab you. I just thought you were going to try to eat somebody after you were screaming cats. So my bad," you know, with the quick reaction with the knifing. "Just, you know, I thought maybe heroin had got the best of you." Completely understand. Completely understand, bro. Like, yeah, if it's okay if I keep the knife in till I get it stitched out by a medical physician, if that's cool with you, like, yeah, no problem. Here's my address. Just, you know what, do reverse postage. I'll pay for it. That's the least I can do. Like, carry on. Have a good day. You too. All right. You know, that's kind of what you want, because now – literally, you're yelling cats. Someone goes, "How dare you? I'm a dog person." Like, they're not better. You think you're better than me because you like cats. No, I happen to know that 9 out of every 10 cats is racist, sexist. You know what I'm saying? Like, cats hate for no reason. I'm allergic to cats. And just hearing the name makes my skin break out and crawl. And you are enjoying making my skin break out, sir. How dare you? You know, like, it can go really wrong nowadays. You don't need much.
Are you talking about, are you talking about cats or cats?
I see what you're doing there. A cat can get people riled up too. Give Cat a few minutes on Twitter. She can get some people riled up. But like, in general, somebody yelling cat, all you need is a good Karen standing around and about to get real. Where, hello, officer, there's a man yelling cats, and I had a traumatic childhood when my cat bit me, and now I'm being reminded of it, and I'm really scared. Please arrest them. Like, it doesn't take much, you know? It really doesn't take much, unfortunately. So I'm glad that everyone was able to get a laugh from this, and there was no long-term effects of damage. But it's early. It's early. You know, we could hear pending lawsuit for screaming cats in a grocery store, you know, so we'll just have to wait and see, you know. And speaking of waiting and seeing,
don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
Now, if I could get real with you for a second. Now, listen, when I turned 40, I started to notice a little decline in my aggressiveness in the gym, and I started to feel the effects of aging and feeling a little inadequate. So Nugenix came along and gave me a free bottle, and I tried it, and I noticed results immediately. I just felt stronger, more confident. You started seeing results back in the gym. You got to try that Nugenix Total T. I swear by it. It is phenomenal. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesnor will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus, and that's T-Y. Y-R-U-S. Now get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Tyrus. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
So, as you know, my daughter had the wombat report.
Yes.
And also at the same time, you guys remember the, I know neither of you watched it because you never watch what I tell you to watch, i.e. Howard the Duck. My octopus teacher, I had asked my son to watch that. And two things happened. I was disappointed by my children this week. So that's what I'm getting at. My daughter did her report, got an award for it, and scribbled on it. Like, it was just a regular piece of paper. Like, it was just a random scribble on, great job, super wombat speech. And I'm like, how'd it go? Like, I'm really excited. I want to know how it went. I wish I could have been there, but social distancing and, you know, parents, we can't be at schools. So, and the teacher didn't videotape. They videotaped everything else, but not my, you know, daughter's first speech on wombats. And she was like, I don't remember. I'm like, no. What do you mean you don't remember? And she's already told her mother about it. She's told the nanny about it. And like, it's my turn. Like, did you do daddy's joke about you know, wombats have thick butts, so you know you can't spank them. Am I right, guys? Like, nothing, right? Did you tell them about the square poop thing? She's like, you know what? I might have. Don't remember, Dad. I mean, I got other things to do. Like, it's Carson's birthday tomorrow, and I need to get him a gift. I did it, okay? And I was just like, you're killing your father. You're killing your father. All I want to hear is that one, was there just, did anybody laugh? Yeah, one of my friends laughed. And I was like, at what part? She said, I don't know. Do it yourself. So I was like, you know what? I will do it myself. I'll do it myself. I'll go. So this week on the Greg Gutfeld show, which you can check
Saturday
out.
Saturday nights at 10 p.m. only on Fox News Channel.
With Kat and Tyrus. I'll do some information about a wombat. But so I was kind of hurt about that. So then my son calls me. And I had asked him, because I had been, did you watch my octopus teacher? Like, this is great, you know, and it was like a father and son thing in there at one point or whatever. And he was like, yeah, dad, I watched it. I said, what was your favorite part? He goes, I'd have to say the beginning. And I was like, the beginning? The ending, was it sad? Yes, the ending was very sad, but you know, the middle was happy. I was like, yeah, what part was sad? He's like, the entire ending was pretty sad, dad, all of it. It was just sad. And so how was the beginning? Well, you know, it was a beginning and it started and I was like, ooh, look at the octopus. And I was like, yeah, what does classroom look like? Pretty normal classroom, dad, you know. I don't think it was chairs, though, because it was probably underwater, right? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, pretty much the classroom was underwater. Octopuses don't have classrooms, son. You lied. Did you watch it at all? He was like, yes, I turned it on and it was boring.
The good news is, you know, for book reports, you got to know that he's got to be reading the whole book, because he doesn't seem to be very good at fudging it.
No, and I think that's what hurt the most, is that he forced the fudge. Like, he could have just said, "Hey, I haven't got a chance to watch it yet," but he literally like, yeah, and then he just got real. He's like, "Well, listen." There was like no explosions. It's just some guy in the water with an octopus. And, you know, it was just boring. And I just, you know, why would you play with an octopus when you could play with people? So I said, I think we're done here, son. I think we're good. So that was difficult for me, because now both, all my children, even his other sister, who literally wants a laptop computer from me, and all our conversations circle back to that. Like, Lily, how was school? It was great, but it would have been so good if I had my laptop.
Had a laptop.
You know, like, what'd you have for breakfast? I didn't have a laptop. I know that. That would have been fun. And I'm like, okay, great. So my kids are all past the age of that cute honesty and trying to impress their dad. You're like, oh, hey, yeah, I watched it, dad. And now they're just like, meh. And Georgie was just straight, knew it was hurting my feelings, and just didn't care. Was like, are we playing Minecraft or not? I got things to do. Like, and of course, I played Minecraft with her, but then I got mad at her because I don't know how to play Minecraft, and she keeps killing me and taking all my stuff. So, and speaking of taking your stuff, creepy priest.
I don't have that story.
Wait, what?
I
okay. No. You know what? Oh, wow. It was just going around, isn't it? So, ladies and gentlemen, the disrespect just continues. So, my colleague and broadcast partner, Kat Timp, submits journalistic stories like clockwork pretty much every week. You get the same email entitled More Stories from Kat. Since Kat is the only real journalist on this show, she's knee deep in stories all week. And from her many other jobs at Fox, she bundles up some stories and sends them to.
I'm a Walter Cronkite type.
Yes, literally, straight shooter. I have to work hard to find stories to get accepted. Most of my stories don't usually make the cut. So I find a story. I send the story to Devin, and I have been talking to Devin about the story as though she has read it. And now, in slow motion, I am now in the part in the movie where there's a twist, where I look back and realize that she's Kaiser Soze. She literally never looked at my story, never saved my story, and just told me, yeah, we'll do it on the show this week, just to get rid of me. So, and for those of you who can't see her right now, she's muted herself. Her face is as red as the Kool-Aid man, laughing hysterically at herself, very proud of herself that I figured it out. This is the part where if this was any other movie, where the villain would then tell the rest of their evil plan. So we're going to segue to another story because nobody gives a damn about a priest and two dominatrix in a church. Apparently that story doesn't make the cut here on Towers of Ten, which is fine. So Kat, if you would like to take it away with one of your stories that we're actually prepared for, that would be splendid.
Yeah, since it's Devin's choice, why don't we just do Devin's choice? Because let's
be honest. Well, I know which one she's Devin's not choice. Picking.
It's Devin's choice either way. That's what we do. That's what I've learned today.
Yeah.
Is that it's really up to Devin. Yeah. That's what we just do a jump start on what I've learned today. I've learned that. So I learned that. So we
there's a new movie
Devin,
out.
It's Devin's world. We're just living
it's called
in.
Devin's choice. Sophie's choice is gone. It's now Devin's choice. So
go ahead, Devin.
Edit yourself out of this one, Devin.
Woman calls off wedding with ghost because he kept, quote, disappearing. A British woman who claims she got engaged to a ghost has now called off the wedding because he kept disappearing and started partying too much. Quote, we've called the wedding off, Amethyst Realm 32 said on UK TV show This Morning. He just completely changed. Realm said she fell in love with a sexy spirit named Ray during a trip to Australia in 2018 and even consummated the relationship on the flight back home.
On the flight back home.
Ew.
Yes. Feel bad for anyone on that plane. All right, keep going.
Social distance much?
The paranormal Casanova later popped the question on their 9-month anniversary, and things were going well until a recent vacation to Thailand, she said. Quote, I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd when we were on holiday. He just started becoming really inconsiderate, Realm said. He'd disappear for long periods of time. When he did come back, he'd bring other spirits to the house and they'd just stay around for days, she said. I think he started doing drugs and partying a bit much. Ultimately, they both agreed not to tie the knot.
You know, this is what happens in a culture like this. You know, she wasn't getting enough attention. She tried posting the butt pics on Instagram. They weren't getting as many likes as her friend Jessica was getting. So she needs to go another route and say she's banging a ghost. She's at the Mile High Club banging a ghost. And then that still wasn't enough attention for her, right? So she's got to say, not this ghost has wronged me. He's cheating on me. So, you know, I don't know. Do squats. Maybe you'll get more likes on your butt pics because this is insane.
Yeah, you know, it's insane that this story made the cut. You know what? I simply don't care. Like,
I want to add the partying ghost to my team, though.
Because, you know, what kind of a person says he couldn't tie the knot? No, he's dead. He can't tie anything. Drugs, disappears for a while. Maybe he was trying to go to heaven. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he was looking for the light. Carol Ann, look for the light. Like, he's dead. He was partying? What kind of parties have you seen at a funeral outside of New Orleans? Who parties when they're dead? I'm not going to be in the mood to do anything when I'm dead. I'm literally going to be the most miserable ghost ever if I am stuck in a house that I died in. Like, wow, there's parts of your house you're like, oh, I hate going in that room. That's where we spilled that watermelon candle and the whole room smells like watermelon forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to spend the rest of my days in here and then some jerk shows up and tells me we're getting married. I'm a ghost. Like, I'm not connected to anything. Commitment? Like, I just broke off my life. I'm not marrying anything. I'm dead. Like, this is, somebody dies. He can't even defend himself unless you know an exorcist. And speaking of exorcist, oh, I guess we can't. Well, I don't know about you, Kat, but I'm done. You know.
What did you guys learn today?
I learned it's Devin's world. We're just living in it.
I learned that I'm never, ever looking for a story again. And you need to work on how you break the news to somebody. Listen, if somebody ever dies, a friend of mine or a coworker, the last person I want telling me what happened is cold-blooded Devin. Literally said, yeah, I don't have that story. But I, ladies and gentlemen, I talked to her before we went on the story today, the show today. I literally, Kat, you were there.
So I know.
Like, yeah, I can't wait.
I am a witness and I can confirm.
You know, that's going to be good. I ain't got it. Ain't looking for it. Literally, we have 2 weekly texts a week at work. One, hey, we're going on. Where are you at? It was literally 3 scrolls away on your phone. 3 scrolls. Oh, click. Here it is, guys. So I've learned a lot today. I've learned a lot. And for more podcasts like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Unless, of course, Devin's changed her mind and it's a different podcast.com. She hasn't told us, so I'm pretty sure it's still the same one. You cut me deep, Devin. Kat, take us home. I got nothing.
I'm Catherine Timpf. He's
yes,
tired.
You are.
Enough said.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.